Next, we go to our top story this evening and the importance of this moment for President Trump. Joining me now is Kellyanne Conway, counselor to the president. Kellyanne, thank you very much for being here.
Thank you, Martha.
Thank you. So you hear those editorials, a lot of that sentiment out there today that says that the president, sort of needs to shift, needs to understand that the moment has changed and to meet people where they are in the country right now. What do you say to that?
What I would say is that the three things are happening right now. We had a global pandemic that still is with us, coronavirus cases. We have an economic crisis that the president is handling, and also we have some social unrest of people calling for racial justice and the like. And so this president is on top of all three in the following way. And Joe Biden is completely absent from the conversation, which is why his poll numbers are high. People are putting onto Joe Biden exactly what they want him to be, what they expect him to be. They're going to be sorely disappointed once they see him and they hear him time and again. There will be debates. There will be conventions. There will be opportunities for people to question Joe Biden about what exactly he would do on all these crises rather than just attack Donald Trump. You can't say, raise my hand, I'm not Donald Trump. Joe Biden had 40 years to make some significant changes that would have put us in a better position to deal with all this, and Donald Trump's done a better job in less than 4 years. But let me focus on the crises. Just yesterday and today, President Trump and Vice President Pence were dealing with the economic, the job production. Just today, the president signed an EO and had a really strong event here at the White House talking about reskilling. We want to make sure that this is an economy that works for all Americans. So you don't have to have a postgraduate degree or a college degree to get a job. If you have a skill set and a high school degree or community college, you can go to work and support yourself. He has said time and again as president that he honors all types of jobs, all types of work. Secondly, yesterday he was in Wisconsin overseeing a major Navy contract of billions of dollars and the development of the first frigate in a while and maybe nine more to be developed.
So I understand what you're saying.
That's the manufacturing base that he's brought back. And the Vice President today did the task of the coronavirus task force. He did a full briefing.
Everything that you're saying, everything that you're saying lays out the argument for why you think that the president is doing an excellent job in these areas, but it doesn't change what we're seeing in the polls, which is a disconnect. And this is something that people are talking about a lot in the country.